This is Ozarks at Large. Earning reports filter in. Who's up? Who's down? Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas has the details.
Home BancShares, parent company of Centennial Bank, reported a record first quarter profit on Thursday. The Conway-based financial institution posted profits of $27 million, up from $17.5 million 1 year ago. Home BancShares acquired Jonesboro-based Liberty Bank shares last year for about $280 million, and late Thursday, it said it's buying another Florida bank for around $43 million. Simmons First National had an up-and-down quarter, depending on how you view their latest financial results. The Pine Bluff-based bank posted first quarter net income of $4.35 million, compared to nearly $6 million 1 year ago. However, after settling one-time charges associated with its acquisition of Little Rock-based Metropolitan National, Simmons First core earnings were almost $7.5 million for the quarter. Bank of the Ozarks reported a 26% increase in its first quarter 2014 net income, as the Little Rock-based financial institution saw an unexpected bump in seasonal loan activity. First quarter profits topped $25 million, up from $20 million 1 year ago. J.B. Hunt posted a first quarter net income decline due to service disruptions related to harsh weather earlier this year. J.B. Hunt's profits still topped $68.6 million, but that was down 6.5% from the same period last year. Quarterly revenues climbed higher for J.B. Hunt to $1.4 billion, up from $1.29 billion last year. Walmart CEO Doug McMillon and his wife Shelley are donating $1 million to the University of Arkansas Walton College of Business. The gift will establish the McMillon Family Endowed Excellence Fund, which is expected to serve as the catalyst for a proposed School of Global Retail Operations and Innovation. This week, the Arkansas Highway Commission redesignated I-540 as I-49. Signs will be replaced during the coming month. I-49 is part of a north-south 1,700-mile interstate system that connects New Orleans and Canada. I-49 runs through Arkansas from Texarkana to Fort Smith to Bella Vista. Monroe & Company, which makes shoes at its Hot Springs headquarters and a plant in Clarksville, says it will lay off 56 workers over the course of the next 6 months due to competitive pressure abroad. Monroe & Company is a domestic shoe manufacturer and importer. Its principal brands include women's footwear, which is sold in department stores and specialty boutiques nationwide. The ACLU and the Arkansas Public Law Center filed lawsuits on behalf of four individuals in regard to the state's controversial voter identification law. The law was passed by the Republican-controlled General Assembly in 2013 over a veto by Democratic Governor Mike Beebe. The suit seeks a court injunction that the ACLU hopes to take effect before the primary elections next month. Overall, the ACLU seeks to have the law completely thrown out. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business and Politics update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.